Mail Call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Stand by, fighting men of the United Nations. Here's Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear an answer to the requests you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And standing at the microphone now to dictate this airborne letter to you is one of your most consistently popular radio favorites, that genial master of ceremonies, Al Pierce.
Thanks, folks, and thank you, Ken Carpenter. It's a real kick for me to be dropping you fellows a line, and I'd like you to know that we're addressing this letter tonight kind of extra specially at the men in the ground forces. But all you guys, wherever you are, or whatever you're doing, I sure hope you're listening. I hope.
Well, that reminds me, Al, you're going to do one of your Elmer Blurt sketches for the boys tonight, aren't you?
Well, a little later on, Ken. I think the fellows might get a kick out of it. You know, there's an Elmer in most every outfit in the service. You might call him Sad Sack or Snafu. But he's still Elmer to me. Incidentally, I heard a cute little Elmer story the other day. Would you like to hear one? It's kind of new. I think maybe you'd get a kick out. This is a little story of Elmer who was driving his car along a railroad track, and he came to an intersection. Seems there was a tunnel located there, and he wanted to drive his car into the tunnel. So the guard stopped him, and he says, "Now look, Elmer," he says, "you can't drive your car in that tunnel. Train coming, you know. Both me'd be kind of messy in there." Yeah, but he says, "There's pretty women in there. I want to go in that tunnel." "But look," he says, "I've been here since 9 o'clock this morning, and believe me, I wouldn't kid you. There's no pretty women in there." Yeah, sure is. There's pretty women in there, all right. There is. He says, "Well, what makes you think so?" "Well," he says, "I saw a train go in there just now. Just when it went in, it went, woo-hoo." "And when it came out the other side, it was going..." Well, so much for Elmer and me. We've got a great opening paragraph coming up for you. A fine quartet with a swell novelty song. And I do mean the King's Men singing Lena from Palestina. Take it away, boys.
Such a clever girl
is Lena.
How she plays a concertina. Really, it's a shame. She's such a good musician. She got a swell position
to go across the sea to entertain.
She had a little of this, a little of that, and then some.
So they shipped poor Lena away out to Palestina. But now I hear she isn't quite the same. They say that Lena is the queen of Palestina. Just because they like her concertina. She plays it day and night. She plays with all her might. She never gets it right. But how they love it, want more of it. I've heard her play once or twice. Oh, murder. Still, it was nice. She was fat, but she got leaner. Squeezing on her concertina. Down, oh, Palestina way.
Now, fellas, here's a personality you've heard from many times, and he's here tonight to add a paragraph to this mail call. By way of giving you a hint, this fellow works for Jack Benny, but hard. Oh, Rochester!
Here I am, Mr. Pierce.
Well, Rochester, I'm glad to meet you in person.
Thank you, Mr. Pierce.
You know, I've often wondered about this. Just what do you do for Mr. Benny? In other words, what is your capacity?
4 quarts a day. But he locks the bar now.
No, I mean exactly what is your job with Jack Benny?
Well, Mr. Pierce, in addition to the multitudinous other duties, I'm Mr. Benny's private secretary. And I also act as his dramatic coach when he makes a picture.
Say. Is that so? Oh, wait a minute here. I just finished a picture myself called Here Comes Elmer.
I saw that, Mr. Pierce. You could use me.
I'll tell you what, Rochester. If you're such a good dramatic coach, maybe you could give me a hand on my next picture. You see, I have a real romantic part in which I play opposite Hedy Lamarr.
Uh-huh.
Look, how about you reading her part with me so I'll be in good shape for rehearsal?
Okay, I'll try anything once.
Thanks, Rochester. And while we're brushing up on the script, the 370th Army Air Forces Band of the San Bernardino Air Service Command will play Hallelujah. Take it away, fellas. The truth, Rochester, you're not giving me anything. How can I be romantic if you don't put feeling into your lines? When you read Miss Lamar's part, for goodness sake, get into the mood of it.
Mood? I did everything but kiss you.
Now look, Rochester, all I want you to do is read those lines with a little punch.
Punch? Well, roll out the bowl. I could use a slug.
I don't mean that kind of punch. I mean you should put the lines over better so when I read them with Miss Lamar, I won't make a chump out of myself.
Okay. In this scene where we're on the honeymoon?
No, we're not even married yet.
You mean we're still in that dull platonic stage?
Well, that's it. Now, look, here's the situation, Rochester. It's a warm summer afternoon. You're in the garden, surrounded by poppies, roses, and gladiolas.
Yeah.
Birds are twittering in the branches of the weeping willow trees.
Yeah.
Little bees are flitting from blossom to blossom, droning a soft, soothing lullaby.
Yeah.
Butterflies are floating through the sweet, scented air. All is peaceful in the garden. Rochester, wake up, Rochester.
Yes, sir.
Will you please do me a favor and not fall asleep until my picture comes out? Now, let's take the scene again. You're by the garden wall picking rosebuds.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Start picking flowers.
Okay, I'm picking them.
And you're singing. Here's a song right here. Go ahead. Well, go on.
Love, your magic spell is everywhere. Love. Oh, I feel so silly doing this.
Now, Rochester, it's only to help me out. Take it again. Go ahead. Be a good sport.
Love, your magic spell is everywhere. Love, I found you and I know not where.
Oh, Vivian, Vivian, are you alone?
Yes, Conrad, my sweet.
Oh, Vivian, my darling, I knew you'd be waiting.
I'd wait for you forever, Conrad. You're the answer to a madman's prayer.
That's maiden's prayer. Ah, Vivian, you're so beautiful. You're like a fragile little flower with your dimpled cheeks and golden hair.
My golden what?
Your golden hair, I said.
Oh, pardon me, I got out of the mood again.
Well, that's all right. Maybe I better forget about my picture for a while. You know, Rochester, a lot of the fellows have written in and asked for a song from you. How about it?
Oh, that's fine. What do they want?
Well, that old number by Burt Williams seems to be their favorite request. Something about the tigers or lions in the cage or something. You remember that one?
Oh, yes, yes, I remember it. Okay.
Go right ahead.
Here it goes. Great moments come to every man. Some situation where he can't attain such fame that folks acclaim the very mention of his name. The circus played our town one day. Three Bengal tigers got away. The manager looked right at me, said he, here's opportunity. Somebody's got to get them cats. Somebody's got to go. The tiger man is sick in bed. Put on your hat and coat, he said. The man who catches them alive, a hero's gonna be. It was a wonderful chance for somebody. Somebody else, not me. Two ivory bones with ebony dots, off-time leave the cemetery lots. A game last night brought on a fight, which finished up in pistol shots. I was the furthest from the door. The others all got out before. A body on the floor lay dead, and through the transom someone said, somebody's got to stay behind. Somebody must remain. And when the officers arrive, explain how came he ain't alive. The man who stays and sees it through gains notoriety. It was a wonderful chance for somebody. Somebody else, not me.
Thank you, Rochester, for both the song and the dramatic coaching. It sure taught me a lesson. And now, men, the next line in this mail call letter shouldn't be hard to take at all, because they come to you from the beautiful and talented actress whose success in My Sister Eileen zoomed her to stardom overnight. Here she is, Miss Janet Blair. Welcome to Mail Call, Janet.
And thank you, Al. Hi, you fellas. Al, didn't you say early in the show that this mail call tonight was beamed at the men in the ground forces?
That's right, Janet.
Well, Al, I clipped something from the paper the other day that concerns the infantry. And it's written by a man who knows what he's talking about.
Who?
General Eisenhower. May I read it?
You certainly may.
General Eisenhower says, quote, "Don't forget the foot fighter's days and nights in mud and cold, the endurance he has exhibited. In both Britain and the United States, the greatest proportion of our fighting men comes into the ground forces, and I don't think any of us belittles their service. Every citizen in the United States has a right to know how important to our victories are the fighting spirit, the sense of duty, and the gallantry and fortitude of our ground forces. And when the story is fully told, the accomplishments of this indispensable member of the Air Ground Naval Team will fill many of the brightest pages of our war history." Unquote.
Well, Janet, that's a great tribute to a great bunch of guys. Now, what are you going to sing, Janet?
My Ideal.
Oh, dedicated to the infantrymen, huh?
You bet.
Well, I almost gulped on that one, didn't I? Well, let's have it. I'll go out and rehearse that word.
Will I ever find the boy of my mind? The one who is my ideal. Maybe he's a dream, and yet he may be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never even know that he is my ideal? La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Just around the corner, waiting for me. Will I recognize in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never even know that he is mine?
Thank you, Janet Blair. That was sure swell. You know, fellas, a mail call from Hollywood just wouldn't be complete without another glamorous movie star to include her greetings. So without further ado, here's that gorgeous, exotic bundle of love, Marjorie Maine.
Thanks, folks. And it's for you, Pierce. I may be a bundle, but it's certainly not love.
Well, Miss Bain, what I
have... And I haven't been exotic since the Chicago fire. I lost my sarong and that and never got another one.
Really, Miss Bain, I wasn't kidding. I think you're a Peacherino.
Well, if I'm a Peacherino, what do you call Ann Sheridan and Betty Grable?
Well, they're nice girls, but they're not nearly as pretty as you are.
This guy's a mental case.
Miss Maine, ever since I saw you in Barnacle Bill years ago, I've been plumb goofy about you.
Have you?
Yeah. I thought you were the loveliest barnacle in the whole picture.
Say, pardon me, Al, but remember you promised to do an Elmer Blurt sketch tonight.
I know, Kenny Carpenter, but first let me introduce you to Marjorie Maine.
Here. Marjorie Maine! Oh, my dream girl!
What a night! What a night! First, Al Pierce falls for me. Now, Ken Carpenter. Nothing ever happens to me.
I guess she doesn't believe us, Ken.
Well, I'm not used to having men chase me. Except for the club. It ain't natural.
Well, look, I'll tell you what, Miss Maine. Al's going to do his Elmer act now. And how would you like to be the lady at the door?
Yeah, I need a romantic type for the part of the lady. Be a good sport. Will you do it, Margie?
Romantic? Watch out, brother. When I get head up, there's no holding me down.
Well, we'll just have to take a chance on that. Ken, will you set the scene, please?
I certainly, Al. As Elmer is one jump ahead of all the other house-to-house salesmen, we now find him selling homemade valentines to the unsuspecting housewife.
Gosh, I sure like Valentine Day. That's the time of year when everyone is full of romance and love is in the air. I'll just try this door here. It looks friendly and freshly painted. I'll bet somebody here will be instant Cupid. I hope.
Now. I kind of swept you off your feet, didn't I?
Yeah, can I go back for my shoes now?
No. You stay right here. Sit right down on that love seat. Are you comfortable? Speak to me.
I think you first better get your knee off of my chest. You see, lady, all I'm doing is selling valentines.
Valentines? Say, that sure is romantic.
Ah, yes. Has Cupid ever shot you in the heart with his little arrow?
Nope. The only thing that ever hit me was a load of buckshot in a different place.
Well, that'll teach you not to tie your shoelace during the hunting season. Now, which one of these valentines do you like the best?
This one with the funny face on it.
Yeah, that's me. Lady, I've been pounding the pavement all day, and to tell you the truth, my feet are just killing me.
Well, sit down. Here, put your feet in this bucket of water.
Oh, gee. Golly, thanks, lady. My feet are burning up. I'll just stick them right in.
Oh, they sure were hot. Here, I'll just pour a sack full of this stuff in the water, and that'll cool them off some more.
Yeah, but what is that stuff?
Oh, never mind. Just leave that to me. There now. Just sit still, you sweet thing.
Yeah, but how about buying a valentine?
I don't trust you, salesman. I bought a vacuum cleaner last week, and a terrible thing happened to me.
What was it?
The cussed contraption picked my pipe up off the floor and swallowed it.
Well, did you get it back?
Yep, but it took all my breath to outdraw that thing. I stopped once to get my wind back.
Then what?
Out went my teeth.
Well, my valentines are harmless. Won't you take one, please? Maybe.
Maybe. But first tell me, how would you like me to be your valentine?
No, thank you, lady.
Well, why not? I'm just a girl at heart. People tell me I have a very individual appearance. Tell the truth. Have you ever seen a face like mine before?
Yeah, but he saw his shadow and went back in the hole.
If I had my teeth back, I'd bite you.
Hey, lady, whatever you put in this bucket there sure made the water thick and muddy.
Now, you just sit still. Let's get back to me. Isn't this thrilling, just you and me alone here? Now, look into my eyes. Don't they remind you of anything?
Yeah, Grandma told me to bring home some stuffed olives.
I'll be serious a minute. What do you really think of me? How do you like my hair done up in a bun?
I'd like it better if you took out the hamburger. Say, lady, that there stuff you put in the bucket sure makes my feet feel funny.
Quiet now. I've been waiting for a man like you for so long.
Yeah, well, so long.
Oh, no. Don't go. I've saved up enough money to buy a tour saw.
You sure need one. I got to be running along now.
Oh, my feet feel funny. Be still. I've got some good news for you. I'm going to buy every one of your valentines and give them to the man I love.
You are. Oh, happy me, happy us, happy everything. Who is the lucky fella?
You sweet man.
Oh, no, lady. I can't be your valentine. A valentine is somebody that you can depend on to always be by your side forever and ever.
That's you, brother. Just wait till you try to get your feet out of that cement.
Thank you, Marjorie Maine. If you really want me to be your valentine, I'd be glad to. Now, fellas, here's the King's Men with a great arrangement of a fine tune called Lullaby of Broadway.
When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Party's over now, hanging over now. It's another day. Gotta hit the hay now that I'm so full of cheer. Take me home and let me hear the Broadway lullaby. Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The hi-ho and hullabaloo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rhythm lifts you off the ground. Rock-a-bye your baby round till everything grows hazy. I will buy you this and that. You will hear a daddy saying, baby comes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Good night.
Well, fellas, this is Al Pierce about to write Very Truly Yours to this mail call letter. It's been nice to talk with you, and I hope to be with you soon again when mail call comes your way. So long and good luck.
Well, that's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Al Pierce, Marjorie Maine, Janet Blair, Eddie Rochester Anderson, the King's Men, the 370th Army Air Forces Band, and yours truly, Ken Carpenter. This program was arranged through the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear. Mail Call is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.